Welcome to the Code to Catch Up podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking about React Express. Now, if you're looking to learn React or learn more about React, this is a really great guide that you can find at react.express. Now, that is just .express, it's no.com or anything like that. It's just one of those nice new TLDs. Now, what this is it's not just your standard learning kind of site. There's a bit more to this guide than kind of what you'd normally see. Now, there's no videos or anything like that, but there is interactive demos, which is nice. But the main thing that I really loved about this, or maybe the two main things, is how it's blocked out and set out for how you want to learn things. And it's just kind of well structured. And then once you go into each of these sections, it'll actually explain to you, you know, what this does, how to do it. But it also explains like why. And to follow that as well, some alternatives. So, for example, they've got a section on styling. Now, that styling section will go through everything like using your class names, using inline styles, using JavaScript, so CSS and JavaScript. So it gives you a lot of those different options as well. So this is a guide that I'd highly recommend. Of course, I also recommend Wes Boss's React for Beginners course. That one's awesome. Really, really great course as well. So if you couple React Express with React.js for Beginners, or React for Beginners, sorry, and then you also tie it to React Cheat Sheet, you've got a really great learning platform to go back. So sometimes you might not be able to watch the videos, or maybe you get an understanding with the text version and watch the videos, and it gives you more of kind of like a level up to understand some of the things that are going on a bit better. Because when you learn something and you go back over some tutorial, you might pick up some other things or get a better understanding of something. At least that's what I find myself. And then, of course, when you're developing, pairing that with React Cheat Sheet, it's going to make your life a lot easier. So just a quick one. I really want to talk about React Express because it is a great, great guide. So hats off. This is, yeah, a brilliant, brilliant guide. And I think this is something that everyone who is either looking to learn React, is learning React, or even wants something to kind of go back on and maybe pick up on some things they might not have known about, this is the one to check out. But that's essentially it. I'd love to know your thoughts on this. Have you used it? Have you seen or used any other guides? I'd really love to know. So you can leave a comment on codacatchup.com for this episode. You can send through a tweet to @codacatchup, or even send through an email to codacatchup@gmail.com. Also, if you're watching this on YouTube, please leave a comment in the comment section below and subscribe and like. That'd be awesome. And if you are listening to this in iTunes or something like that, I'd really appreciate a rating and review. That'd be awesome. But other than that, we'll catch you in the next one. Bye.